The head of the world's biggest digital music service has asked record companies to set their music free. The chief executive of Apple, Steve Jobs, said this week that record companies should stop placing anti-piracy software on their music, which they sell on the internet. The software stops consumers from buying music online and then sharing it for free, but it restricts how people can listen to the music they own. Mr. Jobs insists the abolishing anti-piracy software will benefit consumers and the music industry alike, but not everyone's convinced, as Bill Birtles reports. Tell me, baby,
what's your story? The Red Hot Chili Peppers are adored by millions of music fans, but for Apple chief executive Steve Jobs, they're adored for the millions of dollars they make for Apple's internet music service, iTunes. Online music sales were worth nearly $3 billion last year, but internet music piracy still costs record companies hundreds of millions of dollars per annum. That's why they insist on digital music services, like iTunes, selling songs with anti-piracy software. This week, Mr. Jobs called for an end to anti-piracy software, which he says will benefit music consumers and the music industry. Technology lawyer and researcher Alex Malik explains.
Well, anti-piracy software is a broad term which covers a whole bunch of actions, and included in those actions are things called DRM, which is digital rights management, and record companies put anti-piracy software and DRM on their products to stop people making illegal copies of music. A consumer at the moment has to make a decision. Am I going to be an iTunes consumer? Am I going to be a Big Pond consumer? Am I going to be a 9MSN consumer? And once you make that decision, you're almost effectively stuck with that particular retailer of digital music. If the restrictions are removed, you can actually switch between different systems.
It's not Apple, but the record labels who insist they put an anti-piracy system on the songs they sell. But some European countries are threatening to ban the iTunes service because it violates. Mark Pesci, a media and technology consultant, says this is the real reason behind Mr. Jobs' statement.
The European Union, and in specific Norway, has told Apple that unless they can get songs that are sold through iTunes to work on other devices other than iPod, they will ban iTunes in Norway come October of this year. Because what they're saying is this is an artificial restraint of trade.
Record companies don't want to abandon digital rights management because music piracy is a huge problem. But they realise the restrictions it puts on how people listen to music is a turn-off for music buyers. Sabine Heindel is the managing director of MIPI, Music Industry Protection Investigations.
The real issue with digital rights management is that different companies have developed different proprietary models. If we could overcome these by having a standard model, then we would certainly be in favour of that.
According to MIPI, over 800 million songs are illegally downloaded in Australia per year. Mark Pesci says this is unlikely to change anytime soon.
From what I've now heard, both the recording and the motion picture industries have basically agreed that they've lost this generation and that they're simply going to have to make an accommodation with it.
Mark Pesci, a media consultant, speaking to The World Today's Bill Birtles.